Good afternoon, brothers and sisters and dear friends.
弟兄姐妹朋友们午安。
It's been a little bit over a year since I last spoke to you from this pulpit.
从上次我在这里跟大家讲到到现在已经有一年时间了。
Last time I shared with you what God had taught me during the time I had eye surgery about the preciousness of God's word.
那个时候我在眼睛动了手术，我跟大家分享是神的话语的宝贵。
And this time when I come to you, I gain a little bit more understanding about what faith is and what it does in my life.
那到这个时间时候，我就想跟大家分享，对信心的看法。
So I want, that's what I share with you, simple faith.
那么今天跟大家分享的就是简单的信心。
My original plan was to share with you because I was asked to share with you what I share with the youth.
我是把跟年轻人的信息想跟大家分享。
And I'm taking them through the book of Hebrews.
我和年轻人跟他们一起学了希伯来书。
And this week we're supposed to study chapter 11, the chapter of faith.
那么这一周他们应该学希伯来书11章，就是信心的一章。
So my original intent was to share with you from chapter 11, the heroes of faith and about journey of faith.
我一开始想跟大家分享十一章里讲到的这么多信心的伟人和他们走过的信心的旅途。
And then exhort you from chapter 12 and chapter 13.
然后再跟大家分享十二章。
And then I realized until last night I don't have that much time.
但是我觉得内容太多，时间有限。
So I'm just going to focus on one thing this afternoon.
那么今天下午我就来谈一点，一个重点。
And that is, what is faith?
那就是什么是信心。
Now, for some of us who grew up in Sunday school,
我们很多人上过主日学
or not, you know the song Jesus Loves Me, right?
你们很多人都知道耶稣爱我。
How many of you know that song?
有多少人知道这首歌？
So how does the song go?
这首歌大家觉得怎么样？
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong. Right? Right? 耶稣爱我，我知道，因有圣书，圣经告诉我，对不对？那凡主的小孩他牧养，我虽软弱，他强壮。Is that true? So how do we know Jesus loves us?
我们怎么知道耶稣爱我们呢？
Simply because the Bible tells me so.
因为就是圣经告诉我们这样。
And I didn't need any other explanation.
我不需要其他别的解释。
And when I just took God at His word.
那么神告诉我这样，我就相信。
And I know that even though I'm a weak, He's gonna take care of me.
我知道我很弱，但是他会来照顾我。
So we can sing a chorus with three times. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
我就很有信心的把最后那一段唱三遍。是的，主耶稣爱我，耶稣爱我，耶稣爱我。
Because for the Bible tells me so.
因为圣经是告诉我。
Then what about one other song that I learned in Sunday school?
还有一首歌我在主日学学到。
That is having Jesus in my boat.
那就是有主在我船上。
And this one, I don't know who knows this song. Ah, you. You can sing with me, okay? And so when I used to sing this song, there's motion to go with this song.
这首歌唱的时候是有动作的。
And it goes, 有主在我船上，我就不怕风浪，不怕风浪，不怕风浪。有主在我船上，我就不怕风浪。直到我安定天家 And then you go roll 花呀向前花花呀向前花有住在我船上我就不怕风浪直到安定天家 Is that a good song? We learned that life is like a boat on the sea
我们在这首歌里学到生活就像生命就像海上的一艘船。
It has its ebbs and flows. It's gonna the storm, the waves gonna come.
它会经过湍流和一些急流。
But as long as I've got Jesus in my boat.
但是只要主在我船上。
I'm gonna be okay.
我就会有平安。
And so the chorus would go, 不怕风浪 ，right? Not afraid of storm. Say it three times.
所以那个副歌里就唱到不怕风浪，不怕风浪，唱了三遍。
What about the next song?
那么还有一首歌。
My God is so big.
我的神很大。
So strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
很壮，很有力气，没有我的神不能做的事。
So when kids, when I as a kid sang that, we felt that God is so big.
我在孩童的时候唱这首歌，每当唱这首歌，我就觉得我们的神非常的大。
So strong and so mighty.
是非常壮，很有力气。
And there's absolutely nothing, nothing that my God cannot do.
没有任何事情他不能做的。
There's no question, no doubt about it.
我对这个一点疑问都没有。
So we sang those with such confidence.
我们很有信心的在唱这首歌。
It was simple truth.
因为它就是事实。
We sang with confidence because we really believe what we were singing.
我们很有信心的唱，因为我们相信我们所唱的。
And the more we sing, the more we get pumped up.
那么我们越唱就觉得越有劲。
Until finally, we really believe that we can do, I can do all things through Christ who give me strength, right?
到有一天我们相信主耶稣会给我们力量，我们自己可以做任何事情。
The next slide. Do you feel like that when you sing those songs? So, but as we got older,
当我们长大的时候，
we saw more.
我们看得多了。
We experienced more.
我们经历多了。
We think more.
我们也考虑的多了。
Something happened to our faith.
那我们的信心就发生了变化。
Something happened to that simple faith whom we believe God to be and what He can do.
我们开始简单的信心就是相信神，神能做一切，就发生了变化。
We began to talk more about faith than actually believing it.
我们对信心谈了很多，超过我们真正去做的。
And we talk more about faith than actually walking in it.
我们谈的信心很多，超过我们去行走。
We talk so much about faith that we actually get very foggy about what faith really is.
我们谈信心谈的太多，以至于我们都忘掉了信心是什么。
So to the world, what is faith?
那么对于大家来说，信心到底是什么？
We hear people say, you gotta have faith.
我们听人说，你必须要相信。
What they're actually saying is just belief.Right?
他们要说的话就是你只要相信。
And if you're a little tiny fish in that little tiny tank, the next slide.
在这张画片里我们看到那个鱼在那个小鱼缸里。
You can jump over to the next tank.
只要有信心它就可以跳到那个大鱼缸里。
Yes, you can, as long as you believe and have faith.
所以世界上的人就会告诉你，只要你信心你就可以做到。
And that faith is just belief and there's nothing after that.
所以这样的信心只是相信。好像你也不需要做什么事。
And if you believe it enough,
如果你使劲的努力的相信，
perhaps an impossible will happen.
那么那些好像不可能的事就会发生。
It is something like a willful determination to try to get it out of yourself to believe.
就像是我们自己的一个愿望，是出自于自己想让一些事情发生。
And what about the Christian?
但是对于基督徒来说是怎么样的？
Well, how does Christian think of faith?
那么基督徒是怎么样来看待信心？
Do we often hear that you hear saying that if you have this much faith, you could have?
我们经常听到基督徒讲，你如果有信心的话，你就应该能做到这些。
If you have faith, you can be healed.
如果你真有信心的话，你的疾病应该被医治。
If you have faith, you will find a job.
你如果有信心的话，你应该能找到工作。
And so faith becomes a mean, a way for us to get what we want from God.
那么信心就成了我们自己的一个手段，一个方法，从神那里得到我们想要的东西。
And then what happens when it doesn't happen?
如果我们想要的东西，事情没有发生。
When we believe hard and we pray hard and still we get nothing.
如果我们信得很真切，我们也殷勤的祷告，但是并没有得到我们想要得到的。
Month after month, we see our loved ones suffering from cancer.
我们亲爱的人，每个月都在疾病当中挣扎。
And we don't find a job.
我们自己也没有工作。
So we began to lose our faith.
那我们就开始 失去了信心。
We lose our faith in God.
我们对神失去了信心。
And then we use that to judge others and whatever is happening in our life that, you know what, this is happening to you because you have little faith.
而且我们有的时候用我们来去论断别人说这些事情发生在你身上因为你没有信心。
And all these is because of wrong perception of faith.
能出现这样的事都是因为我们对信心了解不同。
Faith is not something that we can just will up out of ourselves.
信心不是出自于我们自己和自己的意愿。
Faith is not Christian determination in that as long as we believe it will happen.
信心也不是所谓基督徒的一个宿命论，好像只要我们相信我们就能得到我们自己想要的。
So what is faith?
那么信心到底是什么？
And this is why I wish to share with you this afternoon.
今天下午我就想跟大家分享这点。
We hope to see through God's word.
我们今天通过神的话语。
That by God's grace, we'll get a little bit more clarity.
我们因着神的恩典，我们可以了解清楚。
And to be encouraged in our walk of faith.
而且能够在我们信心之旅途上得到鼓励。
How about we take some time to pray?
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for each and every opportunity that you gather us.
主耶稣，我们感谢你赐给我们机会，让我们能够聚集在这里。
Lord, every time you gather us, we believe in the following things.
每次你把我们聚集，我们相信以下的这些事实。
Number one, we believe that you gather us because you want to speak to us.
第一，我们知道你把我们聚集在这里是要和我们说话。
You want to show yourself to us.
你想向我们彰显你自己。
And then, Lord, number two, we believe that you surely will speak.
第二，我们相信你会向我们说话。
And so, Father God, we come before you.
所以父神啊，我们来到你的宝座前。
We ask for your mercy.
我们向你祈求你的恩典。
We ask for your grace.
向你祈求你的怜悯。
Father, we pray that you will remove all these hindrances in us so we may hear you.
求你挪去我们心中的各样的拦阻，让我们能够听见你的声音。
And we pray that God, one word for me.
我们求神今天赐给我们一句话。
Lord, one word for me.
今天就赐给我们一句话。
So when I walk out these doors,
让我今天在走出教会的时候，
I came to know you a little bit better.
让我能对你了解更深一些。
Trust you a little bit more.
让我更能信靠你一些。
Love you today more than yesterday.
让我今天比昨天更爱你。
Lord, bless your word.
主，求你自己祝福你自己的话语。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We want to take a look at Hebrews chapter 1 of chapter 11 verse 1.
让我们来看希伯来书十一章第一节。
This particular verse gives us a canonical definition of what faith is.
这一节里实际上就是给信心下了一个定义。
It is not a comprehensive definition of faith as Bible reveals much more other places.
这不是对信心一个完全的定义。
But it isDefinitely sufficient enough to define what faith is for us.
但是它足够对我们来说来告诉我们信心是什么。
Let's read it once in English and then in Chinese.
让我们用英文读一遍，然后用中文读一遍。
Here we go. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
那我们用中文读：信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So we take a look, number one, we take a look at the first half of this verse.
那我们先看这一节的前半部分。
That faith is the substance of things we hope for.
那就是信就是所望之事的实底。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Here you see faith is assurance.
这里我们看到信心就是有一个确实的东西。
And it has something to do with hope.
而且与盼望有关。
But then you think, well, hope is something of uncertain.
但是我们有的时候说盼望或者希望好像是不确定的事。
How did these two words get together?
那么这两个东西 怎么能连在一起呢？
Now the word substance
这个词就实底这个词。
It can be in English, it can be translated as essence or nature or assurance.
它可以被翻译成实质或者确据。
So, and it is the same word that we use to describe this triune God.
这也与我们描写我们三位一体的神用的词也是很类似。
When we say that God is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and all three are co-essential.
当我们讲到我们三位一体的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们是三位，他们是同质。
And so the word co-essential means that they're of the same nature, they're of the same essence.
他们实质上是一样的。
So God the Father is God, God the Son is God, and God the Holy Spirit is also God.
圣父就是神，圣子是神，
圣灵也是神。That is exactly the same word that the author is used here, that faith is that substance, that same essence as hope is.
这里作者用的是同一个词，也就是说，信就是那个所望之事的这个实质。
In another word, he's saying faith equals hope in essence.
他事实上就是在说，信心就是盼望。
But we say, well, hope has this element of uncertainty.
但是我们通常说的盼望或者希望有个不确定的因素。
And how can hope be something that we're sure of?
那些我们希望的或者盼望的怎么能成为一个确定的事呢？
And that is because our understanding about the word hope is not biblical.
因为我们所认识的这个盼望或者希望是跟圣经所写的不一样。
When Bible uses the word hope,
当圣经所用盼望这个字，
biblical hope,
圣经属神的这个盼望，
the hope that God says,
也就是说神所说的盼望
it refers to a future promise of God which had not yet taken place but will surely take place.
它实际上就是神所启示的未来要发生的，未来还没有发生但是一定会要发生的事。
So let me say that again. Hope means that God has a promise for the future.
那么盼望就是神所应许的未来。
It has not happened yet.
还没有发生。
But it will surely come to pass. It will surely happen without a shadow of doubt.
但是那些是一定会发生的。
And that is what hope, biblical hope is.
那就是圣经里所说的盼望。
Therefore, our hope will never fail us.
所以我们的盼望是永远不会让我们失落。
So faith is putting our trust in the things, that is to come.
所以信心是基于已经发生的事。
But it is also based on whatever happened in the past.
所以信心是期待将来要发生的事，但是基于已经发生的事。
So it is putting our trust in the things already taken place and look forward to the things that is to come.
所以它是基于已经发生过的事情，而是我们期待将来会一定会发生的事。
It's like I'm standing at the threshold at the door.
就像我现在站在这里。
And I'm looking back in the 48 years of my life.
我向后回顾我48年。
Of all the things that I learned to be true.
我所48年学到的那些事情。
What God has said and done.
那神所做的那些事。
And now I'm faced with the future.
然后我向前看我的未来。
Faced with something that God is telling me about my future.
而且想到神在我未来里所应许的。
I haven't seen it yet.
尽管我还没有看到。
But because I have experienced what's in the past and God to be true.
但是因为我在我的过去经历了神的信实。
So I have faith, assurance for this hope that is surely to come.
所以我对将来要发生的事，神的话是有信心。
Does that make any sense?
大家明白了没有？
So faith has a something, a foundation that based on what you already know to be true.
所以信心是基于已经发生过的，确实发生过的事。
And I love how this theologian R.C. Sproul puts it.
有一个神学家叫 R.C. Sproul， 他说。
He says that faith is actually hope looking forward.
他说的跟也就是说， 信心就是我们向前看的盼望。
Okay, and then so you ask me, how do I, if I never experience it, I don't know this God, how do I have hope? How do I have faith?
那么我没有看到过神或者以后要发生的事，我们怎么样能够确信将来的事呢？
I want to take a look at this one verse that tells us what is the foundation of our faith.
我们再来看查一节经文。
And that's in Hebrews 11, verse 6.
是在希伯来书十一章六节。
Can you hit one more time to show the Chinese? There we go. Okay, so it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists or he is and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
希伯来书十一章六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神或神是。
Here you notice that in order for us to come to God and to be pleasing to Him,
这里我们看到我们来到神的面前要得到他的喜悦的话，
It didn't say you must love God or serve Him.
这里没有说你要爱神，要来侍奉他。
But in order to please this God, there's only one thing you must have.
你要得神的喜悦，只有一件事。
And it applies to anyone, everyone, without exception.
这对每一个人都不例外。
That is, you must believe these two things.
那就是你必须要有信。
You must have faith.
你必须有信心。
And what is your faith based on? What do you believe?
那么你的信心的基础是什么？
Number one, you have to believe that he is.
那就是说你要信神他是。
I love the translation that it says he is rather than he exists.
这里用的词是现在时。
And the second thing is you must believe that he actually rewards you when you earnestly seek him.
还有第二件事就是你必须相信你到神的面前寻求他的时候他会赏赐。
So what does that mean?
那这到底什么意思？
What does it mean to believe that he is?
相信神是什么意思？
Now, when you learn English grammar, you know that when you talk about the present tense.
当我们在学英语的时候，我们要用现在时。
When you describe something that is true and it's a fact, you always put that verb in a present tense, right?
我们学到讲一些事实，永远的真理的话，我们就用现在时。
So to say that I believe that God is, that He is.
我们如果说我们相信神，神是。
It means that we believe that He is in the present.
我们就相信他现在就在我们
当中。That He exists.
他现在就存在。
That He is not a God in the past.
他不是过去的神。
He is very much in the present.
他现在是神。
And then He is much alive. He's alive and He's living.
他是一个活的神。
And He always will be.
而且他以后将来也是。
Therefore, the Bible said that He is an everlasting God, right?
在圣经里讲到他是一直到永远的神。
So to believe that He is, we believe that God is here, alive today, as much as it was thousands of years past.
所以我们就是说，神，我们就相信神现在就在我们当中，他是活的神。
Therefore, God is not dead.
所以神不是死了。
That God does not just exist in the Garden of Eden.
神不是只在伊甸园里存在。
In the Old Testament.
在旧约里存在。
Or 2,000 years ago in the first church.
或者是在2000年的早期教会里存在。
That as much as He was real in the first church, in the century church, He is here in True Light Church, even right now.
他在2000年的初期教会里存在，现在在我们的教会里也存在。
And second thing, when we say that believing He is.
第二点我们谈到他是。
It means to believe that he does not change.
这里就写到他神永不改变。
He and what he says, his words, nothing about him ever changes.
所以他和他所说的话永不改变。
How he was yesterday.
他昨日是什么样。
He is today.
他今日就是什么样。
And he will be tomorrow.
他明日也是一样。
And forever.
而且一直到永远。
And that's what the scripture tells us, right?
所以在圣经里就这样告诉我们。
That's in Hebrews 13. Now James, book of James tells us.
在雅各书里，
When he mentioned that every good and perfect gift comes from this Father above.
雅各书里讲到有各样美善的恩赐和全备的赏赐都从上头从神那里来。
And he used two words, two phrases to describe what kind of father he is.
他用了两个词来描写我们的天父。
He says that with him, there's no variableness, there's no variation.
他说在那里在父里边没有转动没有变化。
It's perfect hit every time, there's no variation with him.
他没有改变。
Not only so,
他不仅如此。
There's not even a shadow of turning with him.
而且在那里他没有一点点转动的影儿。
Like if you would shed some light onto him,
如果打个比喻你有光照到他身上。
And if he casts a shadow,
如果我们的神有一个阴影你看看这阴影
and you trace the outline of the shadow on the ground
你在地上划出这个阴影的痕迹
you come back an hour later
你一个小时以后
next week
过一个星期
100 years from now
过了一百年
10,000 years from now
过了一万年
it's still there
这个影子还是一样
that tells you this God who's so willing to give all kinds of good gifts to us
这里我们就看到我们的神是想把这些恩赐赏给我们
and such heart,
他是有这样爱我们的心
never changes.
所以我们不需要疑惑他会变化
and he is indeed I often feel and take comfort that he is the only true constant in our life
我每当想到神是我们生命当中唯一的一个不变的我就感到很安慰
Right? When you learn math, when you learn science, there is something called constant, right?
我们在学数学物理的时候，我们学到有常数，不变的。
And he is the only true constant.
那我们的神是唯一真正的不变的一个。
That's why you and me can count on him.
所以你和我可以完全的仰赖他。
And thirdly, when we believe he says he is.
第三，当他说。我是的时候
or when he tell Moses to the Israelites that my name is I am
当他在告诉摩西和以色列人说我的名字就是我是
he is saying that I am the answer of all your questions
他向摩西以色列人就是说我是可以解决你们所有的问题
I am the solution to all your problems
可以解决你们所有的困难
I am all you need
我神你们有神，你们就完全足够了。
So everyone who comes before this God,
所以当人来到神的面前
must believe that he is.
必须要相信他的存在。
Means that he is here and now.
要相信他现在就在我们当中。
Living,
他是活着。
And he never changes.
他永不变。
And his word never changes.
他的话永不变。
And he will be everything I need.
他是我们所一切的盼望。
What about the second half of the phrase, verse? It says that we believe he is the rewarder, or he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
那么在这个经文的后半节说，神会赏赐那些来到他面前寻求他的人。
Remember Jesus said in Matthew?
在马太福音里。
And other places said that ask, it will be given to you.
那里讲到你们祈求就给你们。
Seek and you will find.
寻求就寻见。
And knock, it will be open to you.
叩门就给你们开门。
Do you remember that?
大家还记得吗？
Okay, that is his promise. If you do these things, you surely will get an answer.
所以你要这样寻求的话，你一定会得到答案。
So my reward to you who seek is I actually answer you.
所以神对我们说，他对我们的赏赐就是来寻求他，就是他来回答我们。
And then we kind of stop there.
我们就停止在那里。
Did you notice that almost the same thing gets repeated again following that?
在那里，在那经文里，好像又重复了一下。
So in the entire verse, if you read it,
在大家可以把这经文再看一遍。
That's in Matthew chapter 7:7 and 8.
在马太福音第七章七节和八节。
So verse 7 says, if you ask, it will be given to you, and seek, you will find, and knock, it will be open to you, all in a future tense.
在七节里边用的是将来时，就说你们祈求就给你们，寻见寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
And you ask, how do I know?
你就会问，那我怎么知道呢？
How do I know when I ask this of God, He will answer me?
那你就会问，当我寻求神的时候，我怎么知道他会答应我呢？
How do I know when I seek Him, I want to know the truth, He will answer me?
所以当我寻求他的时候，我需要知道他会来回答我。
How do I know when I knock on His door, He will answer and open the door to me?
而且当我叩门的时候，我怎么知道他会给我开门呢？
The assurance is the next verse.
那么神给我们的应许是在下一节经文里。
The next verse says, For everyone who asks,receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened.
在七章八节里讲到，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
So if you read in English, these verbs are now in the present tense.
你们读英文的时候用的时态是现在时。
Isn't it true?
是不是这样呢？
That tells you that it is the absolute fact.It is truth and never change.
所以圣经告诉我们这个是一个事实。
And also says that if you look around,
而且这里说你看一下周围。
You look around.
当你看看四周。
You ask those Christians sitting next to you.
你问周遭的基督徒们。
When they ask,
当他们寻求的时候。
Did Jesus answer them?
耶稣回答他们没有。
And it is when you look around, you will find the evidence.Of that is true.
当你问周围的基督徒，你一定会发现这是一个事实。
So because that is true, it's observable, it's that people can testify to it. Therefore, I have confidence that I can ask and seek, and He will reward me and answer me.
因为我们都经历到，而且有这么多人做见证，我就有确据，我知道只要我寻求就能寻见。
So let's conclude.
我们做一个结。
That faith is the substance of the hope we look for.
那么信就是所望之事的实底。
And the ultimate hope for us Christians is the eternal glory and salvation, right?
那么我们基督徒的最大的盼望就是我们以后永恒的荣耀。
And in the Old Testament, for three times it mentioned about Abraham.
那么在圣经里有三次讲到亚伯拉罕。
Sorry, in the New Testament.It says that Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
圣经里说到亚伯拉罕说，因为亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
So the funny thing is when you look at Chinese character for the word faith.
我们假如看一下中文信这个字。
You look at the two radicals.
你看一下两边。
Right? It's the person and the word.
也就是人，人字旁加上话语。
So faith is believing the person and what he says.
也就是说，信就是相信这个人和他所说的话。
And we're able to believe that person because that person's trustworthy.
我们愿意相信这个人，因为这个人是可信的。
And he's faithful.
而且他是信实的。
And he has a record to prove it.
而且他一生是有这样的记录。
So for us to have faith.
那么。让我们有这样的信心。
The two foundations of our faith.
就有两个根基。
What we believe is God and His Word.
那就是我们要相信神和神的话。
And we don't have time to look in the scriptures, but the scripture promises that the one who promises all these things, He is faithful and He will surely do it.
我们没有时间来查看太多的很多圣经，但是我们知道神说。我们相信他和相信他所给我们赐的盼望。
And so faith is trusting God.
那么信心就是让我们能够信靠神。
Trusting Him with your future.
把我们的将来来信靠他。
Faith is not believing in God.
信心不是只单单相信神的存在。
Let me repeat that.Faith is not believing in God.
信心不是相信神的存在。
Faith is believe God.
信心是信靠神。
We're able to have faith and trust because we know what kind of God we have believed in.
我们能够来信靠他，因为我们知道我们所信的这位神是谁。
And His word is trustworthy.
而且他的话是信实可靠的。
And He will surely bring to pass what He has said and promised.
而且他所应许的，他一定会成就。
Let me read this verse to you.
让我来跟大家来读一段经文。
That's in Isaiah chapter 55.
在以赛亚书第五十五章。
Verses 10 and 11.
是第十节和第十一节。
Let me read it to you. Listen to the word of God. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
以赛亚书五十五章第十到十一节，雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然相通。
So whatever God said, He will surely do it.
所以只要神所应许的，他一定会成就。
Therefore, this unchanging God in His word is the basis of our faith.
所以这个永不改变的神和他的话语是我们信心的根基。
Now let's take a look at the second thing, which is the second half of that first verse of Hebrew, chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章的第一节的第二个部分。
It says, that faith is the evidence of things not yet seen.
这里讲到信就是未见之事的确据。
Faith is the evidence of things not yet seen.
信就是我们还没有看见事情的一个确据。
So, is that a contradiction?
这是不是有些矛盾?
Things are not yet seen. You haven't seen it yet.
你还没有看到要发生的事。
How can you have evidence for it?
你怎么会有确据呢?
And when we Christians share the gospel with non-believers,
当我们基督徒和慕道友们做见证的时候,
and we share this gospel message,
我们在分享一些福音信息。
And then we say, oh, Jesus is the Son of God, and so on and so forth, and what He did.
我们会说，主耶稣是神的儿子，他做了很多奇妙的事。
And a non-believer, our friends will ask us.
那么，那些朋友们就会问我们。
How do you know?
你怎么知道？
How do you know that Jesus is the Son of God?
你怎么知道耶稣是神的儿子？
How do you know what it says? Oh, well, it says the Bible tells me so.
我们会说哦，圣经是这样告诉我们的。
And they ask you, how do you know what the Bible says is true?
那他们会问，你怎么知道圣经里说的都是事实呢？
And then we try to think of verses or examples from our life.
那我们就会去想写经文或者想写我们生活的例子。
And finally, when we ran out of words to say,
那我们最后好像我们也说不出什么。
I've done that.
这样是发生在我身上。
So I said, what do we say?
那我们这种情况下我们说什么呢？
You just have to take it by faith.
我们通常对他们说，你就靠信心接受吧。
Right? You just have to take it by faith and you'll see.
我们会跟他们说，你就靠信心 接受 你能够看到。
Is that true?
是不是这样？
Yes, it is true.
的确也是这样。
But when we say that you just have to take it by faith,
但是当我们跟他们说你就靠着信心接受的时候，
What are we really saying?
我们事实上在说，
We're actually saying, you just believe me, what I'm telling you is true.
我们实际上告诉他们说，你要相信我告诉你的这些话。
In another words, we're saying, trust me. Isn't it true?
实际上我们在告诉朋友们说，你要相信我。
So, let me give an illustration.
我可以给大家举个例子。
I'm going to use Brother Zhongwei or John as an example.
他要拿我做例子。
You guys all know he's very good at fishing, right? Anybody who doesn't know he's a good fisherman,
我有时候钓鱼。
不是有时候。He's very good. 他很会钓鱼，对不对？ Okay, and so if today I don't know him.
如果今天 Vivian 不认识我的话。
And he comes to me.
然后我来跟他说。
I come to this church, right? I come and he come say hi to me.
我跟他跟 Vivian 说你好。
And he said, hi, I am John.
Vivian, 你好，我是 John.
And then to extend his friendship to me.
然后为了向他表示友好。
Maybe he wanted me to come to church.
然后好像想让他多来教会。
So he said,
我就跟他说。
He made this promise to me.
我就跟他承诺。
You know, I'm a very good fisherman.
我很会钓鱼。
And so anytime, I promise you, anytime you want to eat fresh fish, just give me a call and I'll get it to you.
如果你任何时候想吃新鲜的鱼，只要给我电话，我一定给你。
And so for me, I think, okay, that sounds too good to be true.
Vivian 就会说，有这样的事情。
Okay, so first for me to believe him.
所以 Vivian 要来相信我的话。
The first thing I have to believe that he is who he said he is, that he is indeed John, right?
那就是他首先要确定我是 John。
So next time when I come to a church, I'm going to find a person, John, and nobody knows who he is.
那么下次来教会的时候，我要说 John 在哪？
And how do I know that he is, how can I find out he's John?
那么我怎么知道我是 John?
He can show me his ID.
他就要问我看我的身份证。
But then it may be fake.
也许是假的。
And so what do I do?
那我怎么办？
I have to find Fran, his wife.
那就去找 Fran, 我的太太。
And I say, Fran, of all these years you know this man, has he always been John?
所以他就问 Fran 说，那他的名字是叫 John 吗？
Oh yeah, Fran says, yeah, I even saw his birth certificate.
就说，对，他的那个出生证
上。Okay. And I ask each and every one of you.
然后可以问大家。
Is he John?
他是 John 吗？
And everybody who ever known him for the whole his life, testify to that he is John.
那么大家都会说是他是这样。
Okay, so then I can believe he is who he said he is.
那就我现在解决了一个问题，就是他是他所说的。
But then the second thing is how did I believe his promise would be true?
但是我怎么样知道他所承诺的是可以实现呢？
How would I know?
我如何知道呢？
Again, I have to go to you.
那我就要来到大家当中。
I have to find out from you. Do you guys know him to be a really good fisherman?
那我就会问大家。John 真是会钓鱼吗？
And he's really good.
那么你们可能会说他挺会钓鱼。
And maybe to each one of you who I talk to, you all tell me 10 out of 10 when he goes fishing, no matter what time of the day, what kind of weather he gets the fish.
如果你们告诉我，有十个人里，有十个人都告诉我，说John出去什么时候钓鱼都能钓到。
Then I would believe, wow, perhaps he is really able.
那我就会相信他。
Then we have the question, now, will he keep his word? Anytime, what is it, 12 o'clock a.m., I want a fresh fish, I give him a call, will he go out fishing?
但是我还要知道他是不是真能守他的诺言。
And then, from all of your testimony, you tell me, whenever John says something and promises you something, you can count on him, he will do it.
但是你们跟我说，这样说，的确，他说的话他就可以做到。
So then, I can take that firstresponse, first step of faith, say, hey, I now believe that you're John and you're actually capable according to eyewitness testimonies and then you actually will keep your word. So next time I will try, right?
所以我知道第一你是这样，第二别人都说你可以做到你所说的，那么下一次我就会打电话来试一试。
You know, God does the same thing.
那么神对我们也是用同样的做法。
Christians to say, you got to walk by faith and not by sight.
所以基督徒应该是靠着信心来生活，而不是靠着我们的眼。
It is true.
的确是这样。
But then it's after that you've taken that first step.
那么我们要做的就是我们要迈开信心的第一步。
So to those who never knew God.
对我们当中还不认识神的。
How does God reveal himself through history?
那么神在历史上怎么样透过历史来彰显他呢？
Some people may not agree with me, but really think about it.
我有些人可能不同意，但是我在
思考。Believe me or not, faith is not blind.
有一点很重要，就是信心 不是很盲目的。
In order for me to believe God and His word,
让我相信神和他的话。
God first have to appeal to our sight, our senses.
神必须向我们显现。
He has to reveal Himself.
他必须要向我们彰显。
That He is indeed who says He is.
他必须向我们彰显。
That He never lies.
他要告诉我们他是谁。
That He is able.
他从来没有说谎，而且他有能力。当我们看到旧约里。
It's filled with those manifestations of God, right?
是充满了神这样的彰显。
You talk about Abraham being the father of faith.
我们讲到亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Chapter 15 of Genesis.
在创世纪十五章。
When God appeared to Abraham again and said to him, "You know what? Your children's going to be as numerous as stars in the sky." And then he took him and looked at the sky, and he believed God and counted him as righteousness.
在十五章里。创世纪十五章里，神对亚伯拉罕说：“你的后裔将像天上的星、海边的沙。”亚伯拉罕就信神，神就算为他的义。
And then right after that, God said to him, "He said, Abraham, this land that you walked on this land right now, I'm going to give it to you, and you're going to take possession of it."
然后神跟亚伯拉罕应许说：“你现在我只给你看的这块地，我要应许给你，你的子孙将在这里充满。”
What did Abraham say?
那么亚伯拉罕是怎么样说的呢？
He says, "O Sovereign Lord."
他说，哦，大能的神。
O Sovereign Lord.
哦，大能的主。
How can I know that I will gain possession of it?
我如何知道我能够得到你所赐我的地呢？
Is it interesting? He addressed God as Lord, meaning that He is over all, right? He is in control. He is the big guy. He is the boss.
这里挺有意思。亚伯拉罕称神是主，让他主宰一切。
And then he described, he used a word to describe this Lord. He says sovereign. I mean that he is in control. He can do whatever he wants to do.
而且这是有主权的、有大能的神。
So if he is above all, he has control. He can do whatever he wants to do. He's sovereign. Why would Abraham doubt him?
如果亚伯拉罕知道这是一位有主权、有大能的神，能掌控一切，他还要为什么还要问这个问题
？Did God answer? How did God answer Abraham?
那么神是怎样回答亚伯拉罕的呢
？Did he say, Abraham, you have to trust me?
神有没有说亚伯拉罕，你只要信我就行
？No,
没有。
He used a very visible, tangible, a ceremony of covenant making, right?
神是用了一个切切实实可以看得见摸得着的一个立约的一个方式。
And he asked him to get all these animals and chop in half except the birds, and so the blood would run to this trench.
他把那些牛啊，铺成两半，然后血流在边上。
And then when darkness came and there's fire came from heaven and passed through those sacrifices.
等天色变暗的时候，就有火从天上降下来。
And that fire is the presence of God.
那个火就是神的显现。
What God was telling Abraham is Abraham.
那时候神在对亚伯拉罕说：“亚伯拉罕。”
This is how you can be certain.
这就是我们所立约的一个确据。
With blood, I'm establishing a covenant with you.
因着这个牲畜所流的血，我与你立约。
By passing through this blood path, I'm telling you, if I ever went back on my word, if I don't do what I said to you that I will do, this is what's going to happen to me.
当我的火经过这些血的时候，如果我不守约的话，这样的事就会发生在我身上。
So he used something very tangible to show Abraham.
所以神是用很确切的一些事情来向亚伯拉罕显示。
What about Moses?
那么摩西呢？
I don't have time to talk about how God showed Moses who God is, right? Moses says, "How do I know? How can I tell them? How would they believe me that you are this God you say you are?"
我们知道摩西问神说：“我如何知道你是我们的神呢？”
Right, the staff that became a snake.
那我们知道后来神行了神迹，摩西的杖变成了蛇。
And if you put your hand in a cloak, it comes out leprous.
神让摩西把手放进他的衣服里，拿出来的时候就变长了麻风。
How did he get to know God is who he said he was?
而且对埃及的法老，他们怎么知道神呢？
That he will indeed fulfill his word and warning.
而且这个神能够成就他自己的事。
The ten plagues.
那我们就知道有十灾。
To the Israelites.
对以色列人
The Red Sea parted.
他们过了红海
Manna.
天赐玛拿
Water from the rock.
然后磐石出水
And any time if they don't choose not to look at their circumstances.
所以当我们如果不只看我们的周遭
And when the Israelites lift up their eyes.
当以色列人仰望神的时候
There's a tangible presence of the Almighty God with them in the pillar of a cloud by day and pillar of fire by night, isn't it?
神在云柱火柱里向以色列人彰显
How this pillar has separated them from the Egyptian army and to allow them time to escape, the same pillar are with them today.
那时候那个云柱把以色列人和埃及人分开，这个云柱现在也在我们当中。
And if you look in the New Testament,
那么我们来看新约。
Jesus performed signs and miracles.
主耶稣做神奇异事。
He said that if you don't believe me, at least believe in the things that I did.
他说，你们如果不信我的话，也要至少信我所做的这些神奇异事。
And after he resurrected, he spent 40 days to show off his disciples that he indeed has risen.
主耶稣升天后，他向门徒们显现了40天。复活以后，他向门徒们显现了40天。
His ascension, how many people saw his ascension?
然后他升天，有多少人看见他升天呢
？How many? About 500, right? Is that right?
有500人看见主耶稣的升天。
The Bible says 500. And so Jesus used all these things to show them who he is.
那么主耶稣就用这些切切实实的事向人们显现。
And then nowadays, and then when the disciples about preaching the gospel,
那么在现在，当门徒们在传讲福音的时候
，And actually, when Judas died, they didn't pick the 12th one to take place of Judas.
当那个犹大自杀以后，门徒们就要选一个来代替他。
And Peter said this.
彼得说
，It is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord went in and out among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
彼得那时候就说，他说，从主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须从那些常与我们作伴的人中立一位，与我们同坐耶稣复活的见证。
So the 12th man who needs to be chosen is the disciple.
那个要后来要选的第十二位是要做一个门徒的。
He has to been with Jesus from the time he went out to be baptized, the beginning of his public ministry, all the time. Even though he wasn't chosen as a 12, all the time he's been with Jesus and his disciples, all the time until he witnessed Jesus' ascension. So that he can be a witness.
所以他的条件就是从主耶稣在约旦河受洗开始，一直到主耶稣复活，这个人都要亲眼看见这些事实，这样他可以做主耶稣的见证。
Sorry, something got into my eyes. So when John talked about the gospel message that the disciples were preaching.
所以当当约翰讲到这些门徒们所传的福音。
In 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 through 3.
在约翰一书一章。
It says that which is from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, and we have seen it and testified to it.
这里讲到论道从起初原有的生命之道。就是我们所听见所看见亲手看过亲手摸过
So you see, faith is generated by God in history.
所以信心是出于神
And those evidences were audible, you can hear it, and were visible.
而且是神在历史上所彰显的是让我们可以看见可以听见的
He never asked us to just believe.
他不是很简单的说你就信我。
He provides enough evidence so that you know he is for real.
他给了我们足够足够多的证据，让我们来相信他。
If you truly want to know him,
如果我们真正的要来 相信他。
You can.
我们可以。
And that is the very reason why Paul said in Romans chapter 1.
所以保罗在罗马书里第一章里写道。
And I apologize. Something is in my eyes. It says, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppresses the truth in unrighteousness because that which is known about God is evident with them. For God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
罗马书一章十八和十八到二十节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明，在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
So, brothers, sisters, and friends,
所以弟兄姐妹们还有朋友们，
When God asks you and I to believe him,
所以当神要我们来相信他的时候，
He provides enough evidence.
他给了我们足够多的证据。
6,000 years of human history of 100% tracking record.
6,000 多年人类的历史，它是100%的信实。
If you would just seek.
所以只要你们来寻求。
If you would just do some research.
所以你们只要做稍微做一些研究。
You would know that to be true.
你们就可以知道这是一个事实。
And above that, he gave us a measure of faith, that initial faith for us to actually receive what's being preached to us.
而且在我们信心的开始，他会给我们一朵很多的这种明显的一些显现。
So what is faith?
那么什么是信心呢？
Faith number one.
信心的第一条就是。
Well, it means that it is assurance.
所以它就是一个确据。
It is evidence.
它是一个实底。
It's enough evidence in the past.
它是过去的这些确据。
For us to believe and hope that He has promised us in the future.
也就让我们知道他所应许未来的事是会发生的。
So the Bible says, how do we know that we will have glory in the eternity to come?
所以圣经告诉我们，我们怎么样确定在我们的将来会有永恒的荣耀。
Christ in us, the hope of glory, right?
也就是说，神在我们，在我们心中的神，在我们心中的基督会给我们永恒的荣耀。
And when we accept Jesus,
当我们接受主耶稣，
we hear that your sins are forgiven.
我们的罪得以赦免。
And we say that we hear the word, the Bible says that He has given us the right to become a child of God.
所以神就让我们做他儿女的权利。
How do we know?
我们如何知道呢？
Friends, sisters, how did you know that your sins are forgiven?
我们如何知道我们的罪得赦免了？
How do you know that today when you partake this bread and cup that you are one with God?
我们今天来用圣餐的时候，我们怎么能确信我们是与神我们是神的儿女呢？
That you have been accepted by God.
我们被神接受了吗？
How do you know?
我们如何知道？
Because the Bible tells me so.
我们简单的说，圣经告诉我们这样。
May not be enough sometimes, right?
这个还不够充分。
So the Bible tells us in Hebrews.
所以圣经在在希伯来书十一章里告诉我们。
We know our sins are forgiven.
我们知道我们的罪被赦免。
Because we now have a clear conscience that guilt is being taken away.
所以我们的罪感、罪恶感也被带走。
You're not constantly being accused anymore. There is peace.
所以在我们与神是有我们与神是有和平。
And then we are family with God. We made one with God.
我们与神也就成了一家。
Because the Holy Spirit in us cries out, Abba, Father.
所以在我们中间，在我们身上，我们心里有圣灵。
If you do not have the Holy Spirit,
为我们代求说阿巴父，如果我们还没有圣灵的话，
If you have not been made a child of God,
如果我们当中还不是神的儿女的话，
You will not be able to say, Father. You will not be able to call him Father.
我们就不能叫我们的神是阿巴父。
Do you get that? So faith is very evident in our life.
所以信心在我们生命当中是有很清晰的彰显。
Lastly,
最后
I want to take a look faith like a mustard seed.
我们会讲到信心像一粒芥菜种子。
The characteristic of a mustard seed.
芥菜种子它有什么特点呢？
When the disciples came to Jesus, they said, "Oh, why couldn't we cast out that demon?"
当这些门徒们来到告诉主耶稣说，为什么我们不能把那鬼赶走？
And or in Gospel of Luke, it says, "Jesus increased our faith."
而且在路加福音里说，主啊，你增加我们的信心。
Jesus answered them.
主耶稣就回答他们说
，Twice is the same thing.
有几次，有两次都是一样的回答。
He says, "If you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed."
主耶稣告诉门徒说，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种。
Faith like a mustard seed.
这里讲到主耶稣说，信心像一粒芥菜种。
You know, oftentimes we hear so much message about mustard seed faith.
我们很多时候听到讲到讲说信心。像芥菜种子一样的信心。
I think it's because the translation of NIV or in the Chinese translation.
可能是因为中文或者 NIV 的翻译。
It says that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, is it true?
对，那里好像加了一个字说，主耶稣说，你们的信心假如像一粒芥菜种子那样小。
So it means like, oh wow, mustard seed is very little. That means I don't have faith at all.
那里意思是不是说主耶稣说我们的信心就像芥菜种子那一点点小？
Friends, sisters, if you forget everything I said so far,
如果今天你不记住前面说的那些，
this one thing, this last point, I want to get it to your heart.
那么我最后讲的这一点，希望大家能记住。
We get so focused on the size of our faith.
所以我们很多时候好像我们很在乎我们信心的大小。
We get focused on the size.
我们在乎它的大小。
We say mine is so small, so and so are so big.
我们经常说哦，我的信心为什么这么小？为什么别人的会有那么大
？We miss it.
我们其实是错了。
We miss Jesus' message.
我们没有听懂主耶稣的说的话。
Have faith.Like a mustard seed.
他说我们的信心要像芥菜种子。
What is the characteristic about a mustard seed?
那么芥菜种子是有什么样的特性？
We miss his reason for using analogy three times in the New Testament.
所以我们在新约里三次，我们主耶稣说到芥菜种子，我们都没有听懂。用了同样的语。
Let me read it to you.
我来给大家读。
The kingdom is on the side. The kingdom of heavens is like a grain of mustard seed, when a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches. Therefore,
这里主耶稣讲到，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里，这原是百种里最小的，等到长起来。却比各样的菜都大，且成了树，天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。
Is Jesus saying to us? I mean, you can just imagine. You can just imagine his eyebrows are locked together and shaking his head.
主耶稣是不是皱着眉头在给门徒讲
？Vivian.
他说 ，Vivian.
You woman of little faith.
你真是一个小信的女人。
Of all these things I've done in the past, don't you know? Is he saying that? Is he condemning us for having no faith?
所以主耶稣是在责备我们信心小吗？
No, brothers and sisters.
其实在这里不是。
No. Jesus is actually saying that you have it. Let's take a look at the next slide.
主耶稣实际上在肯定我们有信心了。
That's the size of a mustard seed. Do you see it on tip of the finger? That's the size of a mustard seed.
那个手指尖上就是一粒芥菜种子。
But Jesus said that, well, it is, we all botany, it's not the leaf, it's not the smallest of all seeds, but it's among herbs, it's the smallest seed.
它是在这种菜种子里的确是一个非常小的。
But Jesus said that something special about mustard seed that it can grow.
主耶稣说，对于芥菜种子来说，它很有特点，就是说它能够长。
Not just that it can grow.
它不但能够长。
It can grow big.
它也可以长得很大。
So huge.
能够长得巨大。
That birds can perch on the tree.
而且飞鸟就会来住在它的枝子上。
Not a little tiny herb like a rosemary or mint.
不像其他的那些植物。
It doesn't grow just to be a bush.
也不是长成一个小小的灌木。
But a tree.
它可以长成一棵树一样。
We ask Sean to show us the next picture. The left is what you see. This looks like a bush. About it can grow average at least 9 feet.
所以一个芥菜种子可以长到九尺高。
But it can grow to 25 feet tall tree.
它实际上可以长到25尺。
Do you see this like tiny little group of people underneath that tree on the right hand side? Do you see that? Did you see how small that seed was?
所以刚才我们看到一粒那么小的种子可以长成那么大。
And how big is that tree?
那么这个树是如此的大。
So when Jesus said, "If you have a faith like a grain of mustard seed,"
所以主耶稣就说，只要你有这么一点信心。
He is saying you have it.
而且他说你已经有了这个信心。
The sower already sowed the seed.
因为这个播种的已经播了这个信心的种子。
That initial faith, measure of faith is already given to you.
而且一开始初始的信心已经给了你。
You just have to let it grow.
你只要让它长大。
And it can grow.
而且
it will grow.
它一定会成长。
And it will grow so big.
它会长得很大。
So big enough that when you look at this problem you have like a mountain, the fear that you have.
所以当我们的困难像山一样的
that it looks like an anarchite to you and you are just like a grasshopper
像圣经里说的巨人我们有时候觉得自己像大猛一样
that I am a little David and it is a big Goliath
而且、哦、我是像大卫一样的矮小 那个人像个巨人
Jesus saying hey Peter hey Vivian
主耶稣说彼得 Vivian
that seeds are the in youYou have faith.
你信心的种子已经在你身上了。
It will grow. And it will grow so big.
你会长大的。
That one day, you will not be afraid anymore.
有一天你就不会再害怕。
That you're not a grasshopper anymore.
你就不是像蚱蜢一样小。
Imagine when a tree grows, and whatever seems like a mountain before, it began to, the distance began to kind of close, right?
当我们的信心芥菜种子长大的时候那么我们的困难像山一样就会变得不是那么大
and it becomes nothing
而且最后会对我们来说微不足道这些困难
you can just tell your fear to go away
我们可以告诉让我们的恐惧让我们的困难走开
allow me to give you a little testimony
我想给大家做一个见证
most I haven't really told anyone
我还没有告诉任何人
2008 summer when I realized that God was calling me into full-time ministry.
当2008年的时候，我意识到神呼召我，让我出来全日的侍奉。
I dedicated myself when I was young. I knew one day I realized, I just didn't know what, when, but 2008 was the time.
我小时候就向神许愿，但是2008年是神明显的呼召。
I was homeschooling and God says, now prepare your kids. I didn't prepare your kids and send them back to school next year.
而且那时候神跟我说。你要把你的孩子 要送到学校里去。
And I thought full-time ministry was in my previous church.
我在我以前的教会里也想到过全日来侍奉。
No, I thought when he called me, I was going to stay in that over my previous church to serve.
那时候我还在另外一个教会，我想在那个教会里做全日的侍奉。
I didn't know it was coming to True Light.
我那时候还不知道要来真光教会。
And then in time, I came to know God's will.
当我了解到神的旨意的时候
and one day as I was praying and I know that all the difficulty that is coming for me to leave that church
而且那时候的确离开那个教会是很挣扎的一件事
and what full-time ministry means
而且我也在寻求 全日侍奉到底意味着什么。
One day when I was kneeling there and just having a time of worship and just reading the scripture.
有一天我跪在那里在读经在祷告。
Satan said to me, Satan,
魔鬼那天来攻击我。
Said, if you go,
魔鬼跟我说如果你去的话
I will take your husband.
我要把你的先生
I will take your marriage
我要把你的婚姻
I will take your children, their faith
我要把你的孩子和他们的信仰都通通拿走
I got scared
我那时候真是很害怕
I'm not as scared of him, Satan or the devil, our enemy
我不是害怕这个魔鬼
But I was afraid what he would do to my house, to my marriage, to my children
我是害怕他对我的家庭我的孩子所做的这些事
I've experienced enough attack in the spiritual attack when we're in the front line doing some ministry
我在这之前也做过很多的事工
and Satan knows our weak spot
所以撒旦知道我们的一些弱点
he knows in my marriage the things that we still have issue with we're still working on
他知道在我的婚姻当中是有一些挑战
He knows how a lot of pastors' kids went out of church.
撒旦也知道很多牧师的孩子离开了教会。
So I was afraid for one month.
所以那一个月我是非常的害怕。
Very much afraid.
非常的害怕。
Until one day.
直到有一天。
The Lord reminded me.
神在提醒我。
He said, Vivian.
他说 ，Vivian.
Who am I?
我是谁
Who am I?
我是谁
In other words, he was reminding me of all the things I know true to be, to be true with God.
他那天在提醒我，我知道的这位神。
But he says, these are just lies.
他告诉我说，撒旦所说的都是谎言。
Brother and sister, anytime if you're fearful of something,
所以弟兄姐妹们如果你们任何时候你们有这种恐惧感
I want to tell you two things are true when you're fear
我想告诉你们两件事
Number one
第一
that you have believed in Satan's lies
那么就是你相信了神的谎言撒旦的谎言
Number two
第二
that particular thing you're fearful of 你所惧怕的那一件事情你还没有放在祭坛上，你没有奉献给主。
对，你们怕的那件事情，你没有放在神的祭坛上。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
I passed my time.
有点超过了时间。
But God is telling us your faith can grow and you can grow big.
神告诉我们，我们的信心可以增加，可以增长，而且可以长得很大。
So big that you will not fear anything. The mountain is nothing.
当我们信心增长的时候我们就不会害怕那些困难
and then Luke said so big that you can cause this mulberry tree to be uprooted and be planted in the sea
而且在路加福音里说我们的信心可以大到让桑树可以挪走
no matter how great is your fear
不管我们的恐惧有多大
no matter how widespread is your problem even your sin, your addiction
不管我们的困难有多大
when your faith grows
当我们的信心增长的时候
It will become nothing.
这些困难就不是什么问题
So let's conclude.
我们最后来结尾
Faith is the most simplest thing.
所以信心实际上是很简单
Faith is the most logical thing.
信心实际上是很逻辑性的
Because it's not about me, about us.
因为它不关乎于我或者我自己
Definitely not depending on the environment or circumstances.
它也不是依靠环境
But on this everlasting and faithful loving God.
而是信心是建立在这位永不变化永不变的这个神的身上
And what he says to be true.
而且建立在他的话语
I don't have time to testify to you how God has been faithful from my grandmother all the way to me.
今天因为时间限制我没有办法来见证我的家庭我的祖母对我的影响
If God allows I hope to share with you a series in faith walk
如果神许可 今后我还可以跟大家分享一系列的讲座。
So the response that you will have today.
那么我们今天我们的责任是。
It's not that about faith, but do you want to know this God?
我们是想要知道这位神吗？
If you know this God, you will believe him, you will trust him.
因为你真是要了解这位神的话，你一定会相信他，
if,
一定会信靠他。
And God promises, if you seek, you will find.
因为神说。你要寻找，就一定会被寻见。
To believe in Jesus, 信耶稣 means to believe who He is and what He has done.
信耶稣就是相信他，而且相信他所做的。
And then for us Christians who think our faith is small.
对我们当中的基督徒认为我们的信心很小。
Do you really want your faith to grow?
我们希望我们的信心能够长大吗
？It doesn't just boom like that.
他不是说一下子会变那么大。
If you ask God for more faith,
如果我们向神求给我们更多的信心，
He will give you opportunities for that faith to grow.
他会给我们机会让我们的信心得到长大。
So, if you're afraid,
如果你们中间有人害怕，
your faith won't grow.
你们的信心就不会增长。
But if you say to the Lord, Lord, I welcome any opportunity, anything that will happen in my life, so my faith can grow.
但是我们真的要跟神说，我们愿意来接受这些困难和挑战。
And I resolve, I set my mind to be obedient to your word. Whatever you say, wherever you tell me to go, I will do so.
而且我们跟神说，我们定义就是来跟随你，只要你告诉我们的，我们就去做。
You watch your faith.It will grow.
你自己的信心，你会看着它会增加增长。
You will become a spiritual giant.
你就会可以成为灵命的一个伟人。
And then you can tell people around how great your God is. My God is so great, so strong and mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do.
然后你就可以跟周遭的人说，我的神是很伟大，我的神没有什么事不能做。
And He is trustworthy.
而且他是信实的。
Let's pray.
让我们去低头祷告。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Thank you that nothing is depend on ourselves.
我们感谢你，因为一切不是依靠我们自己。
We can never will up faith from our own.
我们永远不可能用我们的意志来成为我们的信心。
But you have given us enough evidence of who you are.
因为你给了我们历史上很多的确据，
And you've given us that measure of faith.
而且你给了我们一开始初始的信心，
To respond to a call for us to walk in this journey of faith.
有了初始的信心，我们迈开第一步来接受你。
Thank you, you never let us down.
我们谢谢神，你从来不让我们失望。
Never, you never let us down.
你从来不离开我们，不让我们失望。
Lord, increase that desire in us.
神啊，求你增加我们心里对你的渴望。
To know you.
让我们更愿意来认识你。
And to welcome opportunities for our faith to grow.
让我们能够迎接我们生命当中的挑战，让我们的信心得到增长。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sorry for going on my time.